Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Zayin. So says the Mishnah, Chamesh Sla'im Shal Ben, the 5 Sla'im that you have to pay for Bidina Ben, B'manat Tzori, it's supposed to be in Tzori money, Shloshim Shal Eved, the 30 Shekel that the Torah talks about that you have to pay if your animal kills an Eved Kanani, V'chamishim Shalon Shal Mefata, and the 50 that you have to pay for Onus Mefata, for a person who commits the crime of being Ma'anis, a woman, Rachman son, or being Mefata, a woman, Umeya Shal Motzi Shemra, a person who has to pay 100 for being Motzi Shemra against the woman, kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'manatzori. All of them are with shekel hakodesh, and the type of currency that we're talking about is manatzori, kesef tzori. Kesef tzori is pure silver. Kesef medina was only worth only 1/8 of what kesef tzori is worth. Generally speaking, for d'oraisas we use kesef tzori, that which it says in the Torah is kesef tzori. For d'rabbanans it's kesef medina. That's what many of the rishonim hold. You know, when you learn ksubas, you think, oh, ksuba of a besula is masayim and a ksuba of an almana is mana. So it must be that a ksuba of an almana is half the amount of a ksuba of a besula. Many of the Rishonim hold a ksuba of besula is masayim with kesef tzori. A ksuba of an almana is mana with kesef medina. So a ksuba of besula is actually worth 16 times of what a ksuba of an almana is worth. So we hear with these types of currencies, we're talking about the expensive currency. V'kulim niftin b'kesef u'b'shav kesef. But all of these things, of all the pidyon of a bechor and pidyon of hekdesh and things like that, it doesn't have to be done with actual kesef. It can be done with kesef, with shava kesef, chutz min hashkalim, except for the machzah shekel, where you actually have to give a machzah shekel, and you're not allowed to give just a shava kesef. Moving on to Mishnah Ches. Ein podin lo ba'avadim v'lo b'shtaros v'lo b'karkaos v'lo b'hekdeshos. When you're doing pidyon aben, you're not allowed to pay with avadim or shtaros, you know, an IOU or karka, or hektashos, none of those things can be used. You can use kesef and you can use shava kesef. Kosef the kohen shulchayv l'chamish shalim. If you write an IOU to the kohen, I mean, I said IOU before, I was talking about someone, a shtar that someone owes you money and you pass that on to the kohen. Now we're saying you write to the kohen, IOU, chamish shalim, chayv litin, though the father has to give the kohen chamish shalim, ubeno ben upadui. But it's not going to work for pidyon aben. Lefichach imratza kohen litin lamatana rashai. So if the kohen wants to give a right back to him as a gift, he's allowed to do so. Hamafresh pidyon beno va'avad. If a person designated 5 slaim for pidyon aben and then he lost the money, chayv bachriso, he's got to replace that money. Shenemar yelach upado tifteh, and it says pado tifteh. So that only once the money belongs to the kohen is it pado tifteh. But if the money is not yet in the possession of the kohen, then it didn't happen. Even if you put the money aside. So to review what we learned today, we said in Mishnah Zayin that that for all these dinim d'oraisa that talk about monetary amounts, it's all kesef tzuri, but almost all the dinim you could use shava kesef as well. And then in Mishnah Ches we said you're not allowed to use for pidyon aben avadim and shtaros and karkos and hekdeshos, and if you just write an IOU it does not affect pidyon aben, the pidyon aben only takes effect once it actually gets into the hands of the kohen, not when you're mafresh the money. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes.